many compared to prior to the division?
I think the way we came out, the field, really limiting the play of the back, of the midfield, holding them down, and that was a lot sharper than last year. And most importantly, we finished our time.
What did Richard bring to the team himself for Sydney?
He did very well. He utilized the flank, played some good balls in, and he did a great job tonight, but offensively and defensively, and he couldn't do more than we have to.
Tying down the record, what's your performance
tonight? I'm very happy about it. I was definitely a second player. Our weakness is the guy that went down to create that opportunity, and thankfully he was able to finish it. Dale's a great player, he's been a great role model for us in Canada. He's held that title for a long time, and to be along the same lines as that is a great deal. And any given day, anybody can be anybody. And it's important that in any situation that comes to a club, that comes to a different one, we always got to work hard and outwork our opponents. And, we're gradually growing towards that. And thankfully, these games create opportunities for us to really grow and develop as a team and perform and stand up a lot more. And hopefully, we can continue to come to support.
Is that how you describe the importance
of getting to know each other? Oh, definitely. Not only getting to know each other on the field, but also coach Steven and Tony to really implement the way they want to play and how they want to do it. Kind of things I've always wanted.
You already have this part. How important was it?
I do, because we got let down first as individuals, and our team left from Puerto Rico and the North End, going 0-0, so we wanted to improve that down and come out and perform well in the
What does the team have to work on to improve on kind of the next round when the competition is
Everything. You always got to improve. You always got to work on all aspects of the game. And hope you get a good finish next year. We continue to grow and work on the things that we need to work on as we prepare for the next round of qualifiers. Because it's going to be a lot more intense, a lot more difficult, and you got to be mentally prepared.
Is that something that you
Oh yeah, definitely. Like I said, on any given day, I think these guys, gain that experience today. I got some money, just fantastic. Great game today. That's two men that come in there and contribute as well. And getting these guys to get experience really helps play the game going down the road.
With this round done, how would you rate the progression from the Gold Cup and the things that didn't work then?
The things that was lacking the Gold Cup was just pretty much finishing our chances and seeing games out, we're able to do that in this round of World Cup qualifiers. But like I said, it's going to be a more intensified next round. We're growing slowly but surely as a team, and right now things, everybody's positive, everyone's happy in the direction we're going, so hopefully we continue to build on that.
We really love that, we really enjoy that, and I don't know what's going on. Wayne, what's your opinion on Sidney and Jackson coming off the bench tonight? Just in terms of like his role, usually he's been starting position. So do you feel he was more effective tonight just coming off the bench, or?
Well, no, I think he, you know, he, again, these games gave opportunities for everyone to play, and you know, it's validated very well. And when he came on, you know, he did well as well. He pushed them further back in the time where they're slowly sneaking back into the game, but with his pace and speed up front, that way would push them back in there and a lot more.
Have you on the same game fitness as the real American guys that don't have to travel away for camps and stuff? How difficult is that? I know you've played in the Olympics as well, so.
Yeah, I mean, it's not easy, but you know, hopefully the guys are going to continue to play and get quality minutes and come in fit and be ready. It's obviously a different climate over here than it is in South America, but you know, I think everyone has one purpose in mind, that's to qualify as far as we can in the tournament, and ultimate goal is to qualify for the World Cup. If I didn't think so, I wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.